we're about a month out, a little more than that.
Who's
from,
counting?
Yeah, right. Who's counting? And as always, the music festival in school is an ambitious project and series of events. This is the 66th season. Is it nuts over there right now?
You know, we're ready. Of course, the season was planned long ago, and we have completed our recruiting of students, which is great. And so we have a fantastic class of students coming in. And so actually that part is pretty tranquil. I'm more thinking about 2015 and 16 right now than about 2014.
This season, the general focus is the new romantics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, romanticism was really late 1800s or late 1700s, mm-hmm. early 1900s, but you're focused on sort of the second phase of that?
Well, we're focusing on the idea of romanticism. So, yeah, the romantic period probably starts during Beethoven's lifetime and then goes through maybe Richard Strauss. But the idea of a primary expression of emotion, of character, of storytelling is a constant throughout music. So we do observe that a lot of contemporary composers, a lot of living composers, are emphasizing that aspect in their music. And so we're going to look at them, we're going to look at Beethoven, and we're going to look at Mahler, Strauss, Tchaikovsky, Dvorak, everybody.
How do you choose that as a focus?
First of all, Robert Spano, our music director, Asador Centurion, our artistic administrator, and I are just constantly thinking, what if, what if, what if? Then we talk with our faculty, we talk with our guest artists, we talk with our guest conductors, and we begin to settle on a theme. So, for instance, now, although I won't say what it is, we know what 2015 is. And so we're talking with all of these people, saying, we think the following 200, 300, 400 works fit. What do you think?
As a concert goer, I'm going to come away with this body of work that focuses on this. But you've got 600-plus students here, too. Does this
right.
mean you're sending 600 students back into the world who have been immersed in the new romantics?
Yeah, exactly so. And I think we hope it's a great learning experience for them, that they perceive maybe the standard romantic repertoire in a different way because they hear the contemporary repertoire that's responding to it.
I was on your website, and I'm a fan of Harper's, and the Harper's Index is always uh-huh. the signature part of the magazine. You have this Aspen by the Numbers part on your What's New This Year, and it very much looks like this. And so you have 600-plus students, 130 faculty, 75 guest artists, 300 events.
Mm-hmm.
Average temperature, 79 degrees. I love that.
You can't argue with that.
Yeah. But it really is a huge undertaking to get all of this going. The logistics alone, getting everybody here, getting a place for them to stay, all of that.
Yeah, well, especially that last. I mean, anyone who's a local will know, because we bring in more than 1,000 people, because we have hundreds of summer staff who come from all over the world. And so to house them for all these weeks in Aspen is a real undertaking.
And coordinating all of this, so you're overseeing all of this. It's almost like a military campaign to get all these things.
Yeah, we often think about Hannibal crossing the Alps. And
But it always comes off smoothly.
Yes, I think so. And this summer in particular, I love the programs. I think we have some big successes with the artists we're bringing in, as well as, of course, it's always great to have the returning ones. And so we're thrilled with it.
I was looking at your list of guest artists. You had a long list there, and then at the end it said, among others. But on that list is Joshua Bell,
mm-hmm.
Midori, Leonard Slatkin.
You know, I'm especially happy about Midori because, of course, she grew up in Aspen as an artist, but she hasn't been here for 15 summers. And we are thrilled that she'll be back with us playing Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. And another son of Aspen, as we like to call him, is James Levine. And Maestro spent 15 summers in Aspen, starting as a kid, and yet hasn't been here for a number of years. And we're thrilled he's accepting an honor from us on July 21st.
When you're traveling and you go hear a concert someplace else, and it is, as you say, either a son or a daughter of Aspen
mm-hmm.
Up there on the stage, do you hear Aspen in those performances?
Huh. Well, I think I'd be exaggerating if I said I did. What?
Go ahead.
What I'd be listening for would be willingness to take chances. would be responsiveness to the audience. One of the great things about the Aspen Music Festival and School experience is the audience. And our guest artists and our students tell us that over and over again, that they feel a rapport, they feel a connection to the audience. And so an artist who's very confident on stage, who is really giving a lot, who has a fascinating mix of repertoire. So those are attributes that, I would look for.
Yeah, and so that does then have an influence on the greater sort of the world of, of classics.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much for coming in and speaking with us.
Okay, thank you.